The more than 80,000 people who showed up to watch that speech included some who spoke with NPR's Jeff Brady.
I'm Cindy Carey from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and I just thought it was inspiring and gives me hope and makes me think that my kids will have a good future.
I'm D.B. Bailey. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I think mainly it was Senator Obama's passion. It moved me all the way up in the nosebleed section, you know, and that emotion and energy reads very well, and I think that bodes well for the country.
My name is Rose Ebaugh, and I'm originally from Twin Lakes, New Mexico, on the Navajo Reservation, but I currently reside in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was a little bit feisty in calling John McCain out.
What do you think about that?
I think that's good because he needs to do that to show that he has a stand. You know, he's not going to put up with it anymore.
My name is Tricia Bishop, and I live in Denver, Colorado. Obama's speech really was profound for me in many ways. What hits very close to home is his acknowledgement of gay and lesbian people and us being able to visit our partners in the hospital if they're sick.
My name is Andrew Smeltzer. I'm from Southern Virginia, but literally now live in D.C. I think the most compelling aspect of his speech, as well as his entire candidacy, is his preternatural ability to inspire other people.
I'm Alicia Parks from Denver, Colorado. I came here not really sure what I thought about Obama. I wanted to learn more about him, and I'm impressed and I'm excited about the election.
If you're not sure what to think, you can listen to Barack Obama's speech to the Democratic National Convention at NPR.org. And, of course, the Republican Convention is coming in a few days. We'll have full coverage. And at NPR.org, you'll find analysis, profiles, and blogs.